Every so often, a podcast emerges from the clutter that speaks to the heart and soul of America and the world. This ain't one of them. It's time for those ignorant intellectuals.
Miss J.
Either learn me or I'm a left.
D.A.
Plain devil's advocate.
Pretty smoke.
I'm the type of woman you'll never have me in a position where I'm ass out.
J.L. Dangerous.
They don't really want to smoke.
And the moderator, Big C the Chef. They are the Unprivileged as Fuck Podcast.
You niggas, crazy.
What's going on, everybody? We are back at it again. Unprivileged AF, and everybody's here tonight on time. How is everybody feeling?
Party up, people. Party up. Happy hump day in more ways than one.
Always come to the door on some bullshit.
it's been a long week. It's been an interesting week. It's been a real interesting week.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
It's been good for me. It's been quiet. Listen, I'm in a state of euphoria, people. You know, 2 months ago, we was talking about my mental health. Remember? 2 months ago, just a short 2 months ago, we were talking about that. And I'm feeling great. I'm in a great space. Listen, it's very rare that you have everything, you know, going on at the same time. So finances is good, home is good, kids is good. Normally one of them MFs be out of alignment, but everything is okay, except for the fucking air's out today. And I have to use the F word because it's hot than a bitch outside. And I'm on the third floor. My bedroom is on the third floor.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, sorry to hear that. Yeah, heat rises, so I know you baking up there.
And I am on this self-help kick right now. We have been talking about being healthy. I told you guys I was going to become a minimalist. I am four bags in. I have all corporate clothes is in the bag. That was the first thing that went in the bag.
Oh, so you're doing clothes first.
I'm doing corporate clothes first.
Okay.
And
are you giving them to like Goodwill or not Goodwill, but you know, to charity?
I am. I'm going to give them to the Genesis Center here. They specialize in battered women, or they help battered women. I don't want to say specialize, but that's what they do, you know. And so I'll do the professional clothes to the Genesis Center, and then, you know, the Kidney Foundation, they can come get this play stuff because it ain't nothing but some, you know, shorts and t-shirts, that kind of stuff. But imagine this. I moved in here almost 3 years ago, and I have so much, I have accumulated so much crap. It's the blessings of the Lord. We might as well go on and put it out there. Now I'm going to go ahead and distribute some of this greater finds that I had, some with tags on it, to those, you know, who are in need. Opening up the door for less stuff for me, free, clear of clutter. We're going to see how this thing work out.
Please let me know how that works out, and if you do consultations like in person, because I have been on that kick. And every spring, you know, I do this thing, and I go and I'll go through the same thing. I'll load bags up, and somehow, I don't know what keeps happening. It's like, you know how they say, if you remove one thing, you know, if you buy a new thing, you got to take one thing out. Yep. And I do that, and it just somehow stuff appears. Like, I went to this wedding. I went to this wedding this weekend. So that's how my week, I went to one of the most beautiful weddings this weekend. And
pretty. I saw your picture. You look so cute.
Thank you. It was such a nice wedding. But anyway, so I go to this wedding. I'm like, oh, what am I going to wear? I have this BCGB Maxira dress that was in, you know, I was like, oh, well, I can wear that. And it's been tags on it. It's from 4 years ago. And like everybody said, oh, it looks so cute. I've had that thing in my closet with tags on it, just waiting for an opportunity to wear it, I guess. And in 4 years, I haven't found an opportunity. But that wedding, I was like, oh, this is perfect. I can wear it to this wedding. But I say all that to say, yeah, I might live a little bit of a life of excess, but I try to get stuff, but then I don't know, it keeps coming back. But back to that wedding. So you asked how everybody's week is going. Very, very nice. Saturday, I went to a friend's wedding. Her, when I tell you her husband, some of you may have seen on my page, you know, she didn't know her husband's going to do this, but when she, after she read her vows and he read his vows, he got the mic. When I tell you, he broke out in song. Aww. Like he sang and this man could sing. He sang to her, and I was like, yo, if my groom don't sing to me like that, I don't even want it. I don't even want it. This man blew. When I say this man blew, he's saying, Chris, you should play the video. I'm telling you, I just, and then, you know, the vows and everything. Why? I mean, I don't go to weddings to cry. I do not go to weddings to be crying. I'm up there at this wedding crying the whole time. Her vows were beautiful. She had a whole page. The man held up. He's holding up her vows for her to read it. So she did. I was like, it was a lot, but it was necessary. She had to get that out. I'm like, I actually put on makeup for the first time since I don't know when, and I'm up there crying. I was like, this don't make no sense. And I got my little fan. Oh, see, here you go. I got my little fan.
Neil, can I ask you a question, Ms. Jenny?
And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be crying. What?
May I ask you a question? Why were you crying? And I'm going to finish that question. Why were you crying? Were you crying because the vows were so beautiful? Or, you know, within 15 fucking months, they ain't gonna mean shit. Them motherfuckers gonna be fighting and barking at each other.
Oh my God.
I done been to multiple weddings. And motherfuckers be saying some of the slickest shit, men and women. And next thing you know, they damn near ready to kill each other. You be like, how stage that fucking cunt whore? Like, God.
Oh, wow. Okay, so.
I was just at your wedding 3 months ago, and you was talking about how she was the wind beneath your motherfucking wings, and now you ready to kill the bitch.
I'm only wishing all the best for this couple, because they are beautiful people.
A woman a cunt. You know it's over.
I'm trying to overtalk him because I'm really wishing the best for this couple.
And we could wish the best.
They have a great...
What do they always say? Wishing for the best, but preparing for the worst. We know how the shit going in.
I believe they have a great foundation, and that their wedding was not just for show. It was genuine love. So you ask, why did I cry? Because I couldn't control myself. It touched me. Christy, can you relate? Like, it just,
of course, I can relate.
Are you hard?
There's a stat.
Cracking brother can't relate.
No, right. No, Christy, there's a proven real stat out there. 90% of all divorces end in all weddings end in divorce. 90% of all weddings end in divorce. The other 10% motherfuckers die.
Okay, so while I was at this wedding, hoping and wishing and praying for nothing but the best, I didn't consider that as a possibility. That's just not how I look at how people go into weddings. And for this particular couple, I believe that they have quite a bit of staying power. Just, I want to believe that they have a lot of support. They've been through a lot together, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful thing. I mean, it really, really, really truly. And on top, it's one of the first weddings in a long time that I was not actually in the wedding, so I got to see it from a different view. Because I'm like, bitch, I'm too old to be in these damn. What, like, really? Stop with. I'm too. Stop it. Bridesmaid cutoff should be 25. Goddamn it. Anyway, and I'm far like past that. But it was a beautiful thing, and this couple was beautiful. I mean, it was so many personal touches in this, and I, you know, the stuff wasn't for show. It was beautiful. This man loved this woman, and she loves him as well. It was beautiful. That's why I cried.
That there's no love in a relationship because they have a marriage.
Because I have 11 words, an 11 word sentence every time I go to a wedding or I see a wedding. I say, yeah, right. I can't wait to see how that shit turn out. And surprise me, because motherfuckers talk a good game, and then once they got a deep sea dive and really get into the real marriage, come on now, you know motherfuckers be saying slick shit at the beginning.
James, show us on the doll where they hurt you. Point where somebody hurt you on the doll.
I just want everybody to know, the four people on the panel and everybody out there in unprivileged world, I have been happily married for 17 and a half years.
What's up?
I just don't make no false fucking promises. You know, when we was doing our vows, I said, hey, you're going to find out. That's all I said. And she was with it. She was down for the ride. I ain't make no promise.
You know, I just posted just the other day. you know, if there's a real love bond, you can get over anything, you know. So again, for those people who do the weddings for show, you know, if it's done for show, for sure it'll come out in the wash. But you know, everybody's gonna go through something. Shit, we gonna go through something when we ain't married to these people. So you know, yeah, it's a 50-50 crapshoot. You know, it's all of what you want.
What's been up with you, DA?
Oh no, just out here inside the world working, man. Just helping with this effort to get American troops out of Afghanistan, and supporting it now domestically, supporting getting the refugees moved around into suitable living quarters. I'll say.
So if Afghans here now.
Well, yeah, yes. Yes, there's basically people that were help supporting the U.S. government. They got them out there because they were burning them in the streets.
What?
Oh, man.
Yep. So that's as succinctly as I could put it. Yeah, I mean, without going on a long tirade.
All right.
So, yeah, I mean, it kind of, you know, ties into my whole little... my rant, because it's odd how we can sit there and help people all across the world. And granted, these people are in need of help, you know, given their situation. If they stayed, they, you know, families, children, women would have been killed. But you know, we have so many problems here, just in any city USA, and nobody wants to address them. So it's kind of
fucked up. I'll say it for you. It's kind of fucked up.
And, you know, it's a tough position to be in, too, because, you know, one of the military's, you know, whole premises is if we break it, we fix it. And it's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? It's hard because once you, like when I was in Afghanistan, I had an interpreter assigned to me. And the thing is, he works with American forces. So if Taliban knows that, and I don't know and I haven't spoken or been in contact with him since 2011. And I pray that he's still alive, and I pray that he's one of those people that got out, because at the end of the day, if he stays, they're going to kill him. It's just a bad situation, but they wouldn't kill him had we not involved him in that. And that's the hard part, and you're right. There's so much going on in our country that we need to do, but we actually went in that country 20 years ago and decided to insert ourselves in that. And the fact that we did, that's why we lost over $2 trillion and almost 2,500, you know, lives of service members being over there. And for what? What did we get? You know, what did we get other than that money going? And then it's at the end of the day, it's going to be more money than that, because you got to pay these widows for the rest of their lives. You got to pay those kids. You got to pay for their college. You got to pay for the disabled veterans, that, because I mean, it's more than 2 trillion. People just thinking of the $2 trillion right now, but it's going to be, the debt is going to be paid out for at least another 100 years, because the spouses along with those kids and potentially their grandkids are going to have to be paid. They're going to continue to be paid for by the U.S. government. So this is huge.
One other thing I ran into, you know, on one of the flights going back and forth, I ran into a soldier that was basically talking about now, this is just a conspiracy theory. But it's not really a conspiracy theory when you really think about it. It makes all the sense in the world. What if our dependence on the oil and the other natural elements that they have in there is being diminished because of, you know, all the battery and, you know, the lithium ion, because they're trying to, you know, do everything with the lithium ion right now. This lady's just talking over me. Okay. Right. But what if that's the real, you know, the real culprit? Well, we don't need that. Because the U.S., unbeknownst to, I think, we have the second largest deposits of oil in the world. We just don't use it. So, I mean, but then we're switching everything to battery. So I guess our need to be there, because that's what we're there for. I mean, well, personal opinion. We were there for in the first place, just to basically have some stability inside the region so we can control where that oil was moving.
Robbed them of resources.
Right. That's what.
Well, Afghanistan definitely don't. They don't have oil now. The lithium, yeah, but that ain't where we get oil.
But I mean, you have to go. what you have to go through or around?
Yeah, it's to protect the Caspian Sea, that trail.
Right, right. That, to get I mean, there. Right, exactly. Right. That's what I mean. Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Afghanistan don't really have many resources that America or anybody else has.
They got opium.
They got opium. Well, yeah, they got opium now.
Well,
you must not know about these suburban soccer moms. They and all these prescribed and stuff
I mean,
like that. Yeah,
opium is big. Outside
no,
of
opium
that.
Is big. Well, I mean, even in doctors, opium is the legal hustle for these medical facilities. They give you nothing but opium.
All right. Well, let's get into our segments here real quick. And so, Janelle, you're up.
Okay, so as I mentioned, I went to a wedding this weekend, and surprisingly, like the next day, I saw floating around social media and several different outlets about this couple in Chicago that got married, and they sent invoices to people who did not show up. So to their wedding, at the reception was $120 a plate. So they were sending invoices out. Come to find out that they never really sent them to people. I had to do research before I started speaking on stuff. So they never actually did send these invoices out, but it made me think about it. You know, was it petty or was it tacky to do that? So there's that, but then there's the other side of that. It's like, okay, you know, people generally outside of, you know, a quick, you know, 24-hour wedding or something, but for the most part, people send you invites to weddings months in advance, you know, and so you kind of know. Like this wedding I went to, I got the invitation. I mean, I knew about it for at least a year, but I got the invitation about maybe 6 months ago, and I RSVP'd, so go hell or high water, I was going to go. Of course, if I tested positive for COVID, had to quarantine, something like that. Outside of that, there would have been no reason for me not to attend, or I would have canceled my RSVP, you know, long before, you know, the day of the wedding. And so this is the thing. So I think, you know, if you're going to RSVP to someone's event, show your ass up, because people actually do pay for those things. You know, that's just, it's rude and it's disrespectful to dishonor, you know, that couple like that. But on the other hand, if you broke, then maybe you shouldn't have a wedding. So I was like, I'm on both sides. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? If you can't afford people not showing up that RSVP, then that's a whole nother issue. But I find it highly disrespectful when you do not come to an event that you know, especially like a wedding is just not any other event, like a birthday party. I mean, come on, people are paying for this, especially when you know the venue and all. So people are paying good money for that, and they could have had someone else there. And with these COVID times, you already know you're limited on the amount of people that you can have in a setting. So that place could have been, that seat could have been taken by someone else. And I just think that's rude and highly disrespectful not to show up to someone's wedding and give them enough time where they could have put someone else in that position. So that's what made me think about that, because that beautiful wedding I went to, and then I started seeing that foolishness go around. But if that invoice was a real thing, if someone actually thought to do that, I think you know, again, that's
they've been well within their right. I feel like they've been well within their right to do it. That ain't tacky at all. That shit is expensive. You that person that they said, okay, yeah, they RSVP'd me plus one or two or four, whatever, and we paid all that money for the old extra plates and all that for all the people that you coming in. Y'all don't show up. Fuck yeah, y'all gonna pay me back for them plates that we paid for.
Get your ass out of here. I would tell you to go sit your ass and stuff.
Shit.
I would not pay anybody.
It's inconsiderate.
Number one, listen, I agree. I think everything everybody said, I 100% agree with, except for sending the invoice. Because, you know, listen, who you doing it for?
Thank you. I do have a question. What if they RSVP, like you said, but the 3 days prior or...
That is highly disrespectful.
It is very disrespectful. Even though, you know, people don't think about weddings the way like that. They don't think about that as a big major priority unless it's somebody close to them. You know what I mean? If it's somebody relative, close friend, then of course you're going to do whatever you can. But if it's just, you know, that'll let you know who your real friends are too. You understand? Like when somebody don't show up and they RSVP and they know that they've been talking to you about how much money this thing is costing, how grand it's going to be, when they're genuinely happy for you, they want to share in your love and your happiness, which is what Janelle was saying, why she was crying, because she shared in the love and the happiness and all that. I'm with you too, though, Jay, on that. I agree with Jay with most things, even though I don't agree with his delivery, you know, but I do agree with him on most things. It's who you doing it for? What the fuck you doing it for? Yeah. And that comes from four times over for me. So, you know, I'm biased.
Christy, I be getting confused when you say Jay. Because I think you'd be agreeing with me. No, and then she come find out you talk about this dude over more. Here. I'm Jay too. So I know.
I'm gonna call you Lady J. Because I don't call him JL.
I know that I use that. I keep that in my back pocket. Whenever M&F's want me to do something, I say, man, I'm back. I'm in the house because I'm contact tracing. They told me I've been, so I gotta stay away from people. So you could use that until the pandemic is over. So I'm good. Well, I ain't show up because of contact tracing.
All right. Thanks, Janelle.
Anytime.
EA.
Yes, sir.
Nigga, that's that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. They got me fucked up right now on that bullshit.
Yeah, recently a Fortune 500 company that I may or may not be associated with has put together a new rule coming in November that if you are non-vaccinated, they're going to charge you $200 more, a surcharge of $200 more for insurance every month.
Can they do that?
Well, what the way they're framing it is like, oh, well, you know, we have to deal with, we do that with other major health risks. I don't necessarily know that. I mean, maybe if I don't, you know, I guess there is a difference if you put down if you're a smoker or your BMI or, you know, whatever else. But maybe there's a difference, maybe there's not. I haven't done that research. But it's rubbing a lot of people the wrong way, and even me. Currently, I you know, I'm a vaccinated person. But I think they're going a little bit too far with the but I can see it coming. I can see it coming. Even when, you know, we're sitting there talking about that whole decision with Cam Newton. Now, Cam Newton was outplayed. Let me say that first. But he did not help himself when he was unvaccinated and had to take the 5 days off, you know, inside his little quarterback battle, end up getting released. But I see anti-vax discrimination going on so many places now that it's starting to get a little bit, you know, it's supposed to be a free choice. You know, my body, my choice. If you want to get it, great. If you don't want to get it, fine. And that's how I feel. I could care less. If you want to take three shots, take three shots. If you want to take one, take none. I don't care what you do. You're, you know, it's you know, just all I ask that you do when you're around others, you know, just put the mask on. Just, you know, now when you start arguing about the mask, then we have other problems. But I just, you know, I'm just seeing all this like anti-vax, and it's starting to bother me. And when it bothers a vaccinated person, I think you're really going way too far. And then the other part is, can they do that? What's the basis? I mean, I guess, well, in a private company, you can do whatever you want to do. But at what point will it stop? How far are they going to draw these things out? Are you not going to be able to travel? Are you not going to be able to go to public places? I mean, in New York, for instance, you can't go to a bar or a bar health club and some restaurants without your card. It's just the discrimination. I know you're trying to force everybody, but I can't help, you know, anytime something's too far one way, the left or the right, I start feeling uneasy about it. And it's just, it doesn't feel like America to me. You know, it's just my opinion though.
I think it's gotten too politicized, to be honest. Like, because what you just said, too far to left or right type of thing. And whether you meant it that way or not, when people hear that, they think of left, liberal, and they think of right, conservative. And so, you know, at the end of the day, while I agree with you that it is it should be people's choices to do certain things, and especially what they do with their body. But some of the same people that say, you know, my choice, my body, will, you know, say up to women, you don't have the choice to, you know, if you want an abortion or not. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so it's like, okay, you know, I'm confused. Like, y'all fucking me up with that. Well, not all, but some of the same people that are saying my choice, my body, will say, tell a woman that she don't have that choice to do what she wants. But that aside, I think the difference here, though, when you look at vaccinations that are required for like kids, and that all almost, I'm sure all of us have had at this panel, you know, we've had the MMR, we've had chicken pox, we had, you know, all those things in measles that you have to have. I think it's gotten to the point where there's such a misunderstanding around COVID or the coronavirus. And so I think education just really needs to happen. And people just have to be really careful about the sources of information, where they get it from, because the bottom line is, if it, just like I was listening to talk radio today, and they're talking about how polio got eradicated because it became mandatory, you know, as far as a vaccination. We looked at all the, you know, the adults who are maimed. Like, I have a really close friend of my mother who's like an aunt to me, and as a kid she had it, and so, you know, her legs are from polio. She was almost crippled at one time, and so they saw how it was crippling and maiming folks to where they required it for a public health reason. And the thing with coronavirus, if everybody just did right and wore masks and stayed the fuck in the house, then there would be that. But then everybody doesn't do right. And so they say, okay, so if everybody's not gonna do right, they're almost forcing people's hand to do this. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but it's for the, you gotta look at the greater good. It's something called civic virtue. And I believe in civic virtue. And that's doing something that's not just for you, but for everyone else. And that's the reason why I did the vaccination. Other one is a selfish reason, kind of like what you said. And I called this. I said this. We can go back in these old shows from back in December. I said, look, I'm going to get it at this point. I wasn't going to get it. I said, I'm going to get it because I want to motherfucking travel. And they're going to start requiring that shit. And guess what? They're requiring the vaccination, or they're making you submit to daily tests and all that. And I've never had a coronavirus test. I don't want one. I don't want shit stuck up my nose, and I want to spit in the tube. I don't want to do none of that. And so I have been able to avoid that altogether. I've not been contact tracing, been around anybody that had it where I had to be concerned in quarantine. And so I felt like getting that was twofold. Civic virtue, I'm just going to do my motherfucking part, because somebody got to get vaccinated. We have to do this to make it go away. Or you stay your black ass in the house. And I'm not going to stay in the house. I'm just not staying in the motherfucking house. I haven't been anywhere. I'm supposed to go somewhere at the end of next month. Damn it. I can't motherfucking wait. I ain't been nowhere in almost 2 years because of this bullshit. And so right. I got my vaccination so I can go somewhere. And I also got my vaccination because I care about other people besides myself. I know my immune system is good. And I know that I'll...
As Janelle said, a mouthful right there.
As always.
Always. Just hog the mic. Just hog the mic.
I'm not saying nothing else for the rest of the show.
Now, also, put an asterisk about her commentary that she was in the military, so she probably didn't have 17 shots for shit she never even knew what it was for. They just put you right 17. Down there.
Shit. Multiply that by at least 2, 3, 8.
Yeah, because they just put you in the line and just start giving you a shot. Yeah, hey, all they want to know is your name.
That part.
Williams, yeah, yep. By that time, they done already shot you with it.
All right, thanks, D.A. Moving right along. So, Christy, you don't have a segment for us tonight, right?
I'm too hot. It's too fucking hot to talk about cigars tonight.
All right.
I'm so disappointed.
All right, so let's go. All right, James, you ready?
Yeah, this I'm on one.
Release the Kraken!
Release the Kraken!
All right. Now this is the issue I have. I'm gonna be as cool as I can, but I'm really mad. And this is, once again, it's either Texas or Florida. This time it's Texas, and they just passed the anti-abortion law. you know, the Greg Abbott Supreme Court. They just passed it overnight while people worried about all this other stuff. So now women are not allowed to get abortions, I think, after 6 weeks, which is basically when you find out when you're pregnant. Now, what I'm mad at is they're mandating. This is me thinking, because I'm smart as a mother sucker. So this is me thinking. They mandating what a woman does with her body, but they don't want a mandate putting a damn mask on your face. They're mandating that a woman cannot make a choice whether she wants to have an abortion or keep it. Pro-choice just means you want to have it or keep it. And usually the anti-maskers / anti-vaxxers that don't wear masks, they don't want a mandate, but they want a mandate on what women could do with their bodies. Now, I'm going to check. I don't know every law in the books, but I know for sure there's not one god doggone law that is out there for that regulates what a man could do with his body. So that's all that bullshit with Greg Abbott and all them Texas Supreme Court and all them suckers, you know. And I have women in my life. I don't care if they get abortions or if they have kids, but I want them to have the fucking freedom to do whatever they want. But like I said, somebody please explain that shit to me. I'm a mandate what you could do with your body. But I don't want a mandate putting a piece of material over your face that could save your life and possibly others. When a woman has an abortion, it might affect a few people in their life, a few. But when people don't wear masks, now we had, I don't know, how many millions of Americans are fucked up with corona and how many have died because of corona? So somebody on this panel, please help me out. Now, I'm just being quick. Help me out. Why they mandating what a woman? Fuck that. Let a woman do whatever, because a woman knows better about her body than I do. Just because I'm on the outside trying to get in, I don't know about what the woman does from the inside out. I try my best to figure it out, real talk. But I'm not here to mandate what a woman does to her body, except put it on me. That's the only mandate I got for them.
Well, I mean, you know, here's the thing. Let's compare apples to apples, okay? First, and the abortion situation has been an issue since the beginning of time. It has been an issue. It has been a debate. And listen, truth be told, they just don't want no smoke. Because here's before, you have these babies and you can't afford them. You know what I'm saying? And then they end up putting them on doorsteps, killing them, the whole nine. So I can see why they're going so hard. Also with the coronavirus, it's supposed, like DA said, it's supposed to be a choice. It's supposed to be a choice. And it was also told to us, see, the game keep changing. Because at first it was, you get vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. Then that shit backfired and said, oh, nope, we still want you to be vaccinated with the mask. Then, as Janelle stated, they said that if you're traveling, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to worry about wearing a mask and you don't have to worry about being tested. Well, I have, you know, I was tested 3 motherfucking times going to Mexico. Getting on a boat, I had to be tested twice, even though I had just had a test, you know, just that short 72 hours that they required. And so I think that as a uncover more and more and continuously show us that they really don't know what the fuck is going on with this virus is the reason why they are so on the fence about what we can and what we cannot do. And to me, to be honest with you, I'm kind of like Janelle. I was against it, like you, Jay. I was 100% against it, didn't want to do it, wasn't interested, and I had kicked and screamed that I wasn't going to do it. However, I have a 13-year-old son. I have, you know, a 3-year-old that comes to my house all the time. I went and did it for me. I was against it. I'm still against it in my heart. But I just feel like we can't really compare the two, because one thing we know that if you're pregnant and you don't want that baby, you can give that baby for an adoption or have an abortion. But what we don't know is we don't know what the ramifications of this motherfucking COVID is. And so I'd rather not take my chances with my life, though I've lived a great life and I thank God for, you know, everything that he's blessed me with. I don't want to die from COVID. I'm not interested. So I just think that, that's my two cents about it. And though I didn't have anything to say about cigars tonight, I got a lot to say about that damn COVID. Because it's keeping me from getting my fucking air fixed right now. Because motherfuckers ain't working. Because I'm just being honest with you. It's a lot going on. And it you think that it doesn't affect things, but it affects even some of the smallest things, like my fucking air. I'm over here about to combust in this bitch because it's hot. And I can't get nobody to come out, even though I done paid my you know, my home warranty shit, and they tell me that they'll get them out there right away. I still gotta wait because they don't have the manpower to send due to COVID.
Exactly.
Fucked and up. This is the fucked up shit we're faced with.
And we know the reason why they keep trying to push for anti-abortion is because white women are getting abortions at record highs. If it was black women or Mexican or not, excuse me, non-white women getting abortions, they'd be A-O fucking K with that. We all know that. But because white women are killing off white babies, they know it's making room for this for the browning of America, the caramelization of America. So that's why. Because, you know, they don't have no problem. If it was like 9 out of 10 black women getting abortions, that should be super legal. You could punch girls in the stomach walking down the street if it was just black women getting abortions. But no, because white women get abortions. That's why the fuck they got to create a law. And they making it seem like, oh, they trying to help the poor, disenfranchised, colored. No, don't fucking put people of color. Just go back to saying colored people. All right. Go back to 1950. Stop saying people of color, because I'm the same color. When white people are excited, they turn red, or angry, they turn. They change all different colors with the shade. I look this goddamn the same. I look the same. They're people of color. I'm black. Not with you. They pink, they be green, they be pale, they be flushed, they be all that shit. I look the same. Look at me. I'm mad as shit.
What's I'm in excited. His cup?
I'm happy.
What's in his cup?
I'm still I know brown than a motherfucker.
What's in that cup, Jay?
It's just it's a ice coconut pineapple sparkling water.
What's in your cup, Janelle?
Shit, you already know. I got the leaded shit.
All right, thanks, James.
The Kraken.
The Kraken has been unleashed. All right, so before we get into the topic, you know what? You know, I want to push that button, Christy. I'm gonna push that button. what y'all think of Ejala's to the Kanye CD?
Fuck no.
I'm waiting for the instrumental version.
I don't know how anybody black could sit up here and ask another black motherfucker. You must think I'm white and ride skateboards.
Button push shit
like that. Oh Lord.
You must be. I don't listen to him. Kanye died to me like 2006, some shit like that. 2005. Whenever he started wearing that goddamn old Confederate flag jacket, I said, I'm done. You black motherfucker. And then everything after that made my decision even better. I don't fuck with that dude. I'm mad he didn't wear that seatbelt or that he wore that seatbelt.
You don't wish the man death, Jay.
I'm glad you caught it. I'm glad that's you caught deep, that. Thank you. But it's the truth. It's the truth.
That was kind of...
Well, listen, I'm okay with your opinion because... Look, I got a root for the underdog in this situation. I'm okay with your opinion because it is yours to have. However, what we were talking about yesterday was the uncanceling of Chrisette Michelle versus the uncanceling of Kanye. And my thought process was both of them suffer from some type of mental illness. Kanye's is out in the open, but Chrisette's is low key. And honest to God, I mean, it's just about listening to the interviews and listening to her talking. You can tell that she's definitely touched and with a sweetheart. You know what I mean? I think she's a sweetheart, but I think she needs some medication. When it comes to mental illness in America, we have to stop taking this shit sitting down. You know, sometimes there needs to be those rules that we used to have to enforce. And I'm not putting my business in the street, but I am saying this. When I have a sister who was having some serious issues, and nobody wanted to, the people who counted didn't want to do anything. And so, you know, it became detrimental to the point where she was going to hurt somebody or herself. And so, you know, we had to get to, me and my older sister had to get together, and we had to go do something about it. And I think that that's what needs to happen. And they've made it so difficult today to have people committed. I don't know why it's so difficult to do today, because it don't take much. Sometimes all you got to do is look at their fucking social media, and you know they batshit crazy. But at the end of the day, you know, it's, who are we to go and say that somebody's so crazy they need to be committed? Kanye needs to be committed. He needs some serious time in an asylum, because he has a lot of issues that he's dealing with, not just the death of his mother, but just, you know, you gotta, and now here's where I agree with Jay. It's the intermingling of the race and that devil that he hooked up with, because that's what she is. She's a devil. And anybody who come in contact with their family, they motherfucking devils. That whole family got some issues with them. The motherfucking man was a 100% tennis pro, and now he a woman. I am all about doing what you want to do with your life, but them motherfuckers is crazy. They all got some issues. And so I just feel like, you know, we're gonna have to bond together, and we're gonna have to do something about this mental illness in America, because Kanye crazy.
Crazy.
Okay, I'm gonna say this. I feel all the empathy that you have and or sympathy for these celebrities, Chrisette Michelle and Kanye West. I don't give a fuck, because at the end of the day, they you know, they have access. You know, they have resources. Fuck them. Fuck them and their mental health. Okay, that's not a reason for me to support them. I don't give a fuck, because I said what I said. Because at the end of the day, you know, they got all type of people around them. You know, you up here caping for motherfuckers that ain't thinking about you. Fuck them. They gonna it's be not about, okay. It's I don't not really, about- honestly. I don't care about those.
It's not about that though, Jay. It's just Lady Jay. It's not about that though. Because at the end of the day, it's supposed to be about love. You know, listen, we cannot be over. Come on, Jay. Don't be.
I don't love them.
They don't fucking love me. Listen, I don't love them.
Listen, y'all, don't make me pull out this Bible on y'all. Don't make me pull out the word. Don't make me pull out the right from wrong. When you know better, you do better. And a lot of times when it comes to mental health, people are, that's like being a drug addict. People don't know what to do with that shit if they've never been around it. People don't know how to intervene if they never had to. And so it's not about a celebrity status. It's about a people status. It's about us having each other's back. Are we our brother's keeper or not? We can't just be our brother's keeper when they black and they pro-black. You know, you can't just be your brother's keeper sometime. You have to practice what you preach, and you have to be good to those that may not be good to you. Because that's, if you good, you good. You know what I'm saying? If you're a good person, you just a fucking good person.
You right, Chris.
I ain't fighting for nobody that Harriet would have left behind.
The whole thing with Kanye, why is it he's conveniently mental ill? He conveniently shits on the black community. Conveniently. He don't shit on the Jewish community, Italian. I had choice of words earlier. Do you know the Irish community, the Native Americans, the Mexicans, the poor? He don't shit on nobody, but says shit all about the black community. He ain't never even say Cinco de Mayo wasn't real. He ain't say no shit. He never said the Holocaust was fake. None of that. Because he know where his bread is buttered. And he know with black people, it ain't really buttered. Everybody shits on them, so let me shit on them too, because black people ain't gonna do nothing but keep supporting me. I'm gonna say I'm sorry if you don't. But let me say something, Kristen, about mental illness. And I'm gonna get personal, but I'm trying not to offend, but I'm trying to see if I can prove a point. Let's say if it was a crazy woman at one of these stores, Walmart, that you venture, Target, or wherever you go, and she grabs young boys' packages, 13, 14, pubescent, early pubescent. She likes to go up on them from behind, give them a reach around, grab a package, and all that. And then as she's rubbing your son's package, is that hoe mentally ill, or is she committing a terrible act? Are you going to forgive this woman because she's mentally ill, or are you going to be mad that she's the actions that she's taking? Mental illness don't make you rub people's balls. Mental illness don't make, because if that was the case, it would be millions of other people out there shitting on black people or shitting on other ethnicities. You don't see Kanye West burning his house down. You don't see him taking a gun and swallowing a bullet. You don't see him with any of that pain. You see him saying shit, only shit about black people. That is targeted. He ain't crazy. He's a stupid, horrible piece of shit person.
Okay. And again, that's your opinion. I don't have an opinion about Kanye. I don't know him. You know what I'm saying? I don't know him. I don't like his music. It ain't, you know, I don't have a dog in the race. But I do say, when it comes down to just your analogy and your example, yeah, I'm going to be angry and I'm probably going to beat the shit out of her until I find out that she's crazy. And then I'm going to forgive her, because that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to forgive. That's what I've been. That's the way I've been raised. That's the way I've been trained my whole life. And let me tell you, I've had a lot of people do some shit to me that I don't feel like was right, you know. But when I forgive for me. I don't forgive for the other person. And so I have to, you know, you can't just be walking around here being parents to kids and teaching them the right way to go and not living your words. You know what I'm saying? And so that's the reason why when I say what I say, it's because that's what I teach my kids. That's how, the way. Now, I'm going to tell you, I tell my son, I don't care if, if a girl put his hands on him, put their hands on him, I expect him to put his hands on her. And I'm just telling you, I'm just being honest with you. I'm being real about this, because my thing is, you have to be able to defend yourself. There are women who can beat the shit out of men. And I'm not going to be one of those parents that tell you not to hit somebody back. Now, I'm going to tell you, you know, try not to knock the shit out of her, but I'm going to also tell you to make sure you protect yourself. So in these types of situations, I just see the mental illness in him. From a personal level, I see the mental illness in him. And I say, you know, they still clout chase. You know, he's smart. He's a fucking genius. He's brilliant. And a lot of things that he do when he say, he do for clout. He do for attention, because this is the type of negative attention that he gets, you know, and it's a lot of it. And then he has a whole huge following, those people who paying his bills. So I agree. He is smart, but he also is crazy as fuck. He crazy.
Where does smart come from? Where does smart part come from? I'm just confused by that.
Yeah, I mean, right. People just
this whole genius thing. Where did that, I mean, but, yeah. You know, you have to have a certain IQ to be considered a genius. Like, has anybody seen his IQ? I'm just confused how he got this label genius and from where.
Because he is smart. Because he's academically smart.
That little boy that started college. Last week,
he just said he's smart.
There's a little black boy that's in college last week, and he was 13. Listen,
Janelle, whether he's 13 or 35, smart is smart. You know, people are smart.
Right, but I'm saying he knows how to make things happen. He had a 140 something IQ, so he's a genius. So to just call somebody a genius, you know, you can't use, people use that term loosely. Like, where is his Mensa card? That's what I need to see, his Mensa card. You know what a Mensa?
I don't know that he has a Mensa card, but I do know that he's
doing. Exactly. He's not a genius. He don't have a Mensa card. We don't know
that. We don't know. You know
that little boy.
Again, we're speculating. We don't know.
That little boy that you're talking about, he got his Mensa card at 3 years old. I was watching.
Hello.
And he's at Georgia Tech, which is like, you got to have like a 34 on your ACT to get in. And I was looking at him like, I'm dumb than a motherfucker. So, but no, I don't know. I don't believe Kanye West is a self-labeled genius. I think.
Thank you. I don't know that he's self-labeled. Now, I won't say that, because I've read a lot of different articles about it.
For someone like me, I sit around. And I used to DJ back in the day. And then I started buying beat equipment. And even to this day, I sit on with FL Studio and I make my own beats. I know how to sample. I know how to cut. I know how to do all that shit. that's the same thing he doing. He just doing it on a higher level. He ain't doing nothing that a 2-year-old kid can't do. He's just taking old records, sampling them, throwing a bass line and a kick to it, and then putting some words to it. I'm not going to say that. Now, Prince was a fucking genius. Prince played 23 goddang on instruments. I don't know how to play one. I barely know. I can play the tambourine, and I'm not talking about that kind. I'm talking about the regular instrument. But Prince knew how to play the guitar, the horn, the drums, the kick, the pianos, all that shit. That's a genius. And then, not only that, I did it on Rock Band one time. Prince would play instruments and sing. That means he could use his physicals and then use his brain to sing while he's playing. That's some genius shit. That's genius. Sitting at a computer playing beats ain't genius. You just know how to do your craft. If that's the case, the motherfuckers working at McDonald's who get them fries hot and salty, them some goddamn geniuses. Because they perfect.
I agree with you this time on that.
Fuck Kanye West.
Damn right. Fuck Kanye West.
Then that hoe gonna name his motherfucking child Chicago. You son of a bitch. He named his child Chicago. Man, I'll slap shit out. If I ever see that that lobbed ass jaw looking motherfucker, I'm gonna bust him. I'm gonna even out that motherfucking jaw. Fuck him. Come see me. Yeah, Kanye. Right, I'm in Lando. I'm in Orlando.
Is not supported by Unprivileged AF because we do not communicate threats over FCC airwaves. Okay.
Hey, if you disrespect my black race, I'm gonna disrespect your black face. You coon ass bitch.
Fuck all Kanye. Right. Okay. So.
Yeah, I thought we released the crack in like 2 minutes ago.
Now, I need to know how many hugs was distributed in your household.
I told y'all in the chat, I don't fuck with Kanye.
You know what? I can't regret pushing that button.
Nah, Chris triggered him. Chris did this on purpose. Chris triggered him. He gonna try to fake like he was talking to you.
Way more than I hate Donald Trump.
No. Was trying to fake like he was talking to Chrissy, but he knew he was gonna trigger this one over here. He triggered him.
I tried. Yeah,
I'm sorry. All right,
he got my buttons.
Well, we don't have time for a topic.
What?
So, we got a couple more minutes.
We only have 53 minutes. What you talking about?
Yeah that's good. How long is it gonna take you to do your parting words?
We don't have to have parting words. Let's just get into some more meat. I didn't say what I needed to say.
We can't talk about the topic for what, 7 minutes, 8 minutes?
Bring it on, Chris. Let's see. Give us a little more credit.
6 minutes. 6 minutes.
We smart. I might be a genius.
We're podcast geniuses.
Yeah, I might be a genius. Because I held on about 30 minutes without cussing.
Kanye don't stand no chance in this room. Okay.
None.
The topic of the night.
Well, the topic of the night was the extinction of black people.
Yeah, I want to talk about this because Jay made a comment. JL, the Kraken, made a comment that by 2261, black people were going to be extinct. Non-existent, yes. No trace of the African American culture.
I think people are gonna be extinct by that time.
Yeah, like say, like we the white buffalo, the African white rhino. I think it's the white African rhino. The motherfuckers in endangered species. They about to be extinct. Like they ain't gonna be no more motherfucking black people. That's what I'm saying. You gonna see old pictures of like Jordan and shit, and say, oh, that's how they used to look. You know, like how we look at pterodactyls. That's how the fuck.
Please, can you just give me?
Is off of
1.5 minutes of your time and tell me how you derived at all this. Right.
I'm gonna be geniusly quick on it. It's derived off of this Kanye West, off this Kanye West stuff. Now, Chrisette Michelle, I don't cancel or uncancel. Chrisette Michelle ain't never blow up. I'm not dissing her, but she was never big in mainstream.
Never.
So it's not for us to blow
Thank
up
you.
Or diss her. Just what she
irrelevant.
Is. Yeah, she's like mayonnaise until I make a tuna sandwich. She's just, hey, I don't fucking need it until I'm trying to get some panty draws. But when it come to Kanye West, what I was saying about black people, we keep falling for the damn okie doke. I'm tired of it. I don't do it. I don't, when I'm done with you, I'm done. Black people, we always want to accept motherfuckers. We always want to, they people content always shit on us. Black people shit on us. We root for people. They let us down. We keep doing stuff. We keep inviting people. Like, there was this one thing where this woman, black woman, went on a vacation with like seven other black white women in Colorado or wherever the fuck, Wyoming. That was a no-no right there. And then over the weekend trip, she was found murdered. And I think they claimed it was suicide, and none of them got in trouble. That's she's extinct now. Because we put so much trust in bullshit instead of trust in ourselves, trust in our people. There was a joke by Cheryl Underwood back in the day. She said, okay, I saw one black pilot. I said, all right, brother, do your thing. Then I saw the second pilot come on. I said, oh, hell no. I ain't flying on a plane with two black pilots. So it was like that. We don't have trust and faith in black. And then the black people that we try to root for, the Stacey Dashes and all them motherfuckers, Kanye West, they let us down because they shit on us, and we support them. We want to be loved by the master so fucking much that we keep selling ourselves out. Even Martin Luther King Jr., Reverend, said we need to goddamn assimilate. We need to be blending. And inside all this integration, we became so diluted as a motherfucking people. Now, you keep going on. We keep pledging to where we got all these white motherfuckers calling people the N-word to their motherfucking face with all black people around like there's no black people. So I know that was over a minute and a half, but we keep accepting bullshit. We going to wind up being extinct. And it's more figurative than literal, but yeah.
Okay.
It could be literal.
I thought it was literal, and I wanted to get some supporting documentation for that. I'm like, I need to see, because you know, back in the day, we thought we was gonna all disintegrate at the year 2000. So, you know, I don't know. Listen,
that's good, people.
I'm 100% on board with you, and I'm gonna go ahead and kick off the parting words.
Thank you.
Let me kick it off. First, let me say, the Kraken and his views are his and his alone. Oh, I want to make sure I'm clear when I say this. But as a sister, I support my brother. I support my brother and his sister and my other light-skinned brother. Support him. I support y'all all. And DA, wherever he at, because he doing some real shit right now. Listen, I want us to find a way to spread love. There's one thing that we know for certain is that we are going to die. And we don't know when the time will come and how it's going to happen. And the only thing I want is I want my stripes. I want to be able to leave this place knowing that I did right by the people who came in contact with, regardless to whether they do right by me. So spread some love as we continue on through the rest of this week.
Beautiful. That was beautiful. Thank you, Christy. And here's my parting words, and it's kind of two part. The first part is you said that we are going to die. Nobody knows when. Somebody please come to my house and find my little special drawer, and don't let my son find it. I don't want him to find it. I just had to say that. Okay, so that wasn't really my part. Christy made me think of that. That wasn't my hard words, but somebody please. I don't want him to be scarred. I don't want them to be the memories of his mama, his sweet mama when she's gone. So I need someone else to commit coming to my house and find my special drawer for me. And then, anyway, outside of that,
talk to
you.
Know,
my part was, hey, it's talk my birthday. Okay, it's my birthday month. It's September, so I look forward to that. I'm accepting all gifts and all, you know, dinner, lunch dates, and breakfast, and flowers, and all of that. Just inbox me. You can get my address and my job if you want to send me something. So, yeah, I'm really just playing, y'all, but no, for real. It's my birthday month, so I'm turning up. Go ahead, Jay.
I'm sorry, y'all. I believe I monopolized a lot of y'all time today with my ranting, but I just want y'all to realize the reason why I am the way I am is because I am filled with nothing but love. I don't hate. I have nothing but love, and my love fuels me. and mental health is a very important thing, and I'm glad Christy got it. It does look like the mental health is working along with the vitamin D that I saw you've been taking last week at the end of the show. Yeah, that vitamin D, you know, get your vitamin D, women. You know, you take it orally.
I cannot stand y'all.
There's many ways to take your vitamin D, orally, anally, vaginally. Get your vitamin D. So
you trying to say that vitamin D got Chrissy, me over here loving everybody.
So that's my parting words. Get your vitamin D, ladies. Look at how Christy's doing. Look at how she's smiling her ass off.
I'm done with you.
What you got for us, Chris?
Sales. And yeah, just and just enjoy life, man. Just enjoy life. So so just, you know, just make the most of it, you know, live it. Don't let it live. Don't let it live you.
You're right.
So, all right. And on that, we're going to say thank you for tuning in. Good night. If you have questions, comments, topic suggestions, as always, email us at unprivilegedaf@yahoo.com. Follow us on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram. Unprivileged AF. No, we don't have a Twitter. And we probably won't have a Twitter. And subscribe to our channel on YouTube, Unprivileged AF Podcast. And also, and as always, if you're feeling generous, feel free to hit that $ Unpriv AF on Cash App and send your donations. Always welcome to take them. On that, good night, everybody. You have a great
night.
And we will see you next week.
Good night.
Good night.